For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The University of Missouri system will continue to require masks in classrooms and in other indoor settings through at least October 15th. The Board of Curators approved a resolution from UM System President Moon Choi yesterday afternoon after some debate. Newly appointed curator and former Missouri Republican Party Chair Todd Graves proposed a rule change to only require masks for unvaccinated people, but Choi said that wouldn't be feasible.
It will be nearly impossible to enforce. We have classrooms with 200 students. It would take us 30 minutes to verify that students have been vaccinated, who's not been vaccinated.
There were 52 active confirmed cases among students across the UM system as of Monday morning. A judge says he will rule on Friday whether all Jackson County judges should be disqualified from hearings to determine if a Kansas City man could go free after serving more than 40 years in prison. At a hearing yesterday, Circuit Court Judge Kevin Harrell heard arguments in the case of Kevin Strickland, who Jackson County prosecutors have said did not commit a triple murder in Kansas City in 1978. Attorney General Eric Schmidt is seeking to have the Jackson County judges removed from further hearings in Strickland's case because of perceived bias in Strickland's favor. The Columbia Public School Board met last night to review the district's COVID-19 plan. KBIA's X. Gret Nunez has more.
Prior to the board's vote to reaffirm the 2021-22 coronavirus plan, Superintendent Brian Yearwood presented data to show the impact mitigation strategies like masking and vaccination have had so far. He showed that 79.2% of staff are fully vaccinated, much higher than the community's overall rate. And he adds the overall positivity rate in schools has remained relatively low. He says COVID-19 does still present many challenges.
If anyone out there has ever considered being a substitute teacher, bus driver, paraprofessional, or classroom aide, there is no better time than now to apply. Okay? We need you.
Yearwood says they will continue to provide free COVID tests to staff and students. For KBIA News, I'm X. Gret Nunez.
Missouri lawmakers will have their annual opportunity tomorrow to override vetoes issued by Governor Mike Parson from the general legislative session. As Sarah Kellogg reports, while some legislators are anticipating a fairly quiet veto session, a few items could be brought up for reconsideration.
Parson issued 16 vetoes from the 2021 general legislative session. Four are against policy bills, while the remaining apply to appropriations. Senate Majority Leader Caleb Browden says some of the budget vetoes are more likely candidates for an override.
The policy bills that got vetoed, I would assume all have probably don't have much of a path to be overridden. I think all of those had, legitimate reasons why they were vetoed.
However, one policy bill that could see an override attempt is the only Senate bill Parson vetoed this session. It would have provided tax relief to businesses affected by the pandemic. Browden says while Senator Andrew Koenig, the bill's sponsor, has expressed interest in overriding the veto, a final decision hasn't been made. I'm Sarah Kellogg.
The University of Missouri is rising in the ranks of best colleges and universities, according to the 2022 U.S. News & World Report. MU rose 13 spots this year among best value national universities, landing at number 72. The university now ranks 12th for best value among public national universities. According to the MU News Bureau, only 50% of undergraduates are graduating with debt. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.